What's so. Always confused me with South Africa and Jews is that they, for a time being, there seemed to be a lot of cooperation with Israel. So like, where does this stem from?
Oh, this is actually a very interesting part of South African history, and it took me a long time to understand it. I'm going to describe it to you very briefly in the way that I've understood it. The original, the government of South Africa, the apartheid government, was also a conspiracy by the Afrikaans people, the Boers especially, who'd lost the war against the British, to try and seize control of South Africa again, because they were liberals in South Africa, and they were of English as well as Afrikaans people who cooperated with Britain. So when apartheid came to power in South Africa in 1948, this was when you could say the local whites seized control of South Africa. And the original apartheid party, the National Party, was anti-Semitic. They openly did not want Jews here. They even openly, guys like Verwoerd, who later became the prime minister, in the 1930s already said, Jews control the South African economy. Jews are coming in from Europe. He openly wrote articles and said, we must not allow the Jews of Europe to come here. And there's even a debate in Parliament. I've got the text somewhere. There was even a debate in Parliament between the whites as to why we should not allow the Jews into South Africa. But anyway, the Jews ended up coming in, and Verwoerd and apartheid were actually anti-Jewish, but Verwoerd himself, I will later do videos and explain the evidence that Verwoerd was a true national socialist. And Verwoerd especially, you'll see the Jews and the liberals call him the architect of apartheid. And in all of the history of South Africa, never has there been an assassination. Never has there been a time where one white man has organized the assassination of another. The whites in Southern Africa do not engage in assassinations of each other, even for political power. But you'll see that Verwoerd is unique in that there were two assassination attempts on him, and I will show people the evidence that Jews were the key players in this. The moment that Verwoerd was killed, Verwoerd was the driving force. He was like the Hitler of South Africa, truly the Hitler of South Africa. And once he was down and out, then these Jews immediately moved in. And part of the payoff, because South Africa was already under Western pressure, part of the payoff was access to Jewish spying facilities in the rest of the world. And the government already knew, they already had an idea the Jews were involved in this, but they themselves hushed it up. And then as time went by, the Jews and cooperation between the Jews and the Afrikaans people who ruled the country increased and increased and increased. Until by the 1980s, it was, we love Israel, we're in with Israel, and all that kind of stuff. But that was a gradual progression. And then, of course, while we had Israel on our side, then Jewish power became and influence became such that as troubles were mounting for the whites of South Africa, guys like P.W. Botha wanted to wage war in South Africa, but the Jews pushed South Africa towards liberalism. And eventually also P.W. Botha was thrown out in a kind of a weird bloodless coup. And then you'll see that F.W. de Klerk, who was totally in with Jews, he came to power, and the first thing he did was just hand over the country willy-nilly. So it was a gradual progression of greater and greater Jewish power, until the whites were destroyed.